This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Since May, the Census Bureau has been releasing a weekly survey on how small businesses are feeling. And in the latest figures released today, nearly 44% of respondents said their businesses have seen a moderate decline due to the pandemic. Well, we decided to do our own survey. Yes, unscientific, anecdotal, but with actual people and their actual stories. Last winter, we followed three small businesses through the holiday shopping season, and we have decided to give them a call back now that, now that everything has changed, right? First up, an e-commerce company in downtown Los Angeles.
I'm Patty Delgado. I'm the founder and CEO of Hija de Tu Madre. We design apparel, accessories, and stationery that are all Latina-inspired. Our planners are basically our key item every year. And this year, we're having to order them even farther in advance than we normally would just to make sure that we have these planners on time. And I'm honestly like a little bit worried. This is our first year ordering inventory through a boat. And that takes a really long time. But, you know, at this point, that's like even a little bit more secure than getting things on a plane. I think the health of so many industries also impacts the well-being of my business. Like everything is interconnected. And I think that things just take longer because of sourcing. So I think like there really is kind of like this trickle effect, or like everything just feels so related. So I think no business or no industry is really totally immune to this.
That was Patty Delgado. She's the CEO of Hija de Tu Madre in Los Angeles, downtown LA. We've said it plenty here on the program, just today even with Kristen's story, that food service is a tough line of work right now. So to continue our survey of small businesses, we called our chocolatier.
I'm Kristen Tallheimer Bingham, co-owner of Dean Sweets, and I'm at our Cove Street store in Portland, Maine. So business in the last week has been pretty good. We have customers walking in. We have website orders. We have phone orders. It also doesn't feel really normal. And comparing this past week to last year, for example, we are at about 50% of normal. We have been considered essential because we're a food supplier. When the pandemic hit in March, we did curbside. So we didn't have any walk-in traffic, but our website orders just went through the roof. So I think investing in our website now is really something that will be helpful for us. When I'm working at our downtown Portland location, I do feel like things are coming back. So I see a lot more people walking by the store. I see a lot more people coming into the store. So things feel like they're coming back to life a little bit right now.
That was Kristen Tallheimer Bingham in Portland, Maine, the co-proprietor of Dean Sweets. The final stop on our small business survey today is a retailer who, despite the pandemic, or maybe actually because of it, is having a bit of a moment right now.
This is Gary Merriman. I'm the owner of the Fish Hawk in Atlanta, Georgia, fly fishing specialty store. We've gotten a lot of foot traffic. The store has been very busy. We are limiting the number of people that can come in and requiring masks, and we have a hand sanitizing station outside before you enter. Rods have been one of the toughest things to get. One, the demand is high, but also the supply is very low. A lot of my manufacturers are U.S.-made rods, Washington State, Wisconsin. And so you can imagine, you know, they were going through, you know, a shutdown. You just never have seen so many people want to go fishing. Families were taking their kids. They needed something to do, and outdoors was the ticket. Our business was actually better than it would have been last year. So I don't know if that's sustainable. I just hope it levels off to a normal level and doesn't go below that. I know that's a wordy answer.
Yeah, take all the time you need, Mr. Merriman. That is Gary Merriman at the Fishhawk in Atlanta, Georgia, rounding up our tour of small businesses in this economy.